This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Okay, we got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, we got a lot of hepatitis out there. Nobody's talking about hepatitis. Probably because it's not the sexiest topic. Okay, we still got the music going on. Who's dancing? Music's still going on. All right. Daniel's out there dancing. All right, that's good. Apparently, I think a woman's birth control implant in her arm moved and went to her lungs. We got to talk about that. I was always worried that my IUD would decide to go rogue one day. I am really, really scared of my... Have I told you guys I've had nightmares about my IUD? That... I don't know if it was one of those old alien movies or something got into my subconscious, but I'm just afraid that IUD in my dream, like expands and, like, attacks me from the inside. I'm, like, really scared to death. I'm going to get the IUD out. I'm just, like, scared of it. It's fine. It does the job, but it's, like, I don't know. It looks scary. Have you guys seen an IUD? It's scary. It's, like, arms. It's, like, really scary. But that's not what I want to talk about today. Actually, we got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, Vegas has been inundated with very horny grasshoppers. And so, you know, they're having sex in front of us, and I'm trying to tell the kids to turn away because they're just having too good a time, these grasshoppers. But we're going to talk about that later. Most important now is the topic of vaping. I get asked a lot how safe vaping truly is. As you guys heard last week, there were 8 Wisconsin teenagers hospitalized, not at the same time, but they had come in, and we're talking, this isn't even flu season or cough and cold or bronchitis season, and they had come in to a hospital in Wisconsin with really severe lung sort of symptoms. And all of them seem to vape and have a pretty robust vaping habit. And what have I seen as a family doctor? Well, I do telemedicine. And so I've had patients, which I've kind of shared with you guys, not specifically because we don't go into specifics. My nose is running, man. We don't go into specifics, but where some of these younger people, they're having exacerbated dramatic lung infections. Like, I would expect a 65, 70-year-old smoker. I wouldn't be expecting that in a 25-year-old or in an 18-year-old. And I'm like, my gosh, you know, what's wrong with you? You might need some steroids. I think I want someone to look at your lungs. You need a pulse ox. We need to see what your oxygen level is. And they're like, yeah, but it's just a cold. I shouldn't feel this bad with a cold. Well, do you vape? Yeah. Yeah, I do. How often do you vape? And so, to me, I don't think it's healthy at all. Is it healthier than smoking cigarettes? Possibly. All right. I think I'm still on that side where I'd rather you not smoke cigarettes, but I don't want to tell you to go and vape. And what I think some of the numbers are saying, almost a third of students have tried vaping, 20% vape on a regular basis. Those are underestimated. Most kids have already tried it. And you may actually see the numbers go down, not because of all the controversy with Juul and all that, but you may actually see it go down because a lot of these kids are just going to marijuana. They're like, wait a second, marijuana's legal. There's all this news about how vaping is bad and how we're not supposed to be vaping, but nobody's really talking about marijuana, so we'll just smoke. And I'm seeing a lot of people who are vapers go to marijuana. So how dangerous is it? What is the big deal? Well, you know, I've told you guys this. Your lungs have one function and one function only. It's supposed to oxygenate your blood. Air comes into the lungs. You got a little cell thick layer in your alveoli that allow the blood to go through and the oxygen from the air to get to it. And then the blood goes with the oxygen and says thank you, like an assembly line, and goes. If anything screws up that little cell layer, your blood doesn't get oxygen. You know, people are saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, I want to inhale my vitamins, and I heard, you know, inhaled insulin is a good idea. And don't put anything in your lungs, people, okay? Your lungs are so delicate. I mean, they are so intricately engineered, but they're only engineered for one thing. They're only engineered to take oxygen. Yeah, they'll cough and spew out and have mucus production and all the other junk that has to do in order to protect the body from getting a cold. But again, what is their main goal? Their main goal is to oxygenate your blood. So now we have these, you know, little evidence-based reports coming out saying, or these case reports saying, well, you know, it could cause seizures. You know, there was one researcher that suggested there was an uptake in seizures with vaping activity. I wrote an article on that. You might want to check that out. I kind of explained all that. Then they were talking about certain flavors will cause inflammation of the endothelial lining. So mint, vanilla, clove-flavored e-cigs. Why is that appetizing? I don't understand. Cinnamon, strawberry, I get. Banana, I get. Butter, I get. I like butter. Eucalyptus, don't understand the flavor fantasy with that one. And then burnt flavor. Apparently the burnt flavor apparently causes more endothelial damage, they say. Actually with the heart, not even with the lungs, with the heart. So now, After that, we had a report on the heavy metals. Apparently, you have toluene. You have metals. You also have, like, toluene, acrolein, formaldehyde, things that combust in the chemical reaction of the heat and the vapor. So my prediction is we will continue to fight the tobacco epidemic. People will get off tobacco, go to vaping. But since we have no data right now and we can't longitudinally watch these people for 10, 20, 30 years, we're going to, in the next couple of decades, start seeing these respiratory illnesses and these kids just acting like they have asthma, or these adults acting like they have asthma. I've been asked for an inhaler almost every day I've been working, and they're non-asthmatics, and it's not cough and cold season. So my guess is we're going to have a new epidemic, because we always spur new epidemics. The fighting tobacco gave us the obesity epidemic and the vaping epidemic. Fighting vaping is going to give us the marijuana epidemic. But I think we do need to kind of tell people to kind of lay off and slow the roll when it comes to vaping, because I predict we're going to have a lot of respiratory issues. We're going to have a lot of bronchitises. We may have some emphysema where it destroys a lot of the elasticity of the lungs. And I also think we're going to have a lot of nicotine addiction. And how bad is nicotine? Nicotine could be bad. There's even lethal doses of nicotine. And I told you guys, I learned in medical school that nicotine paralyzes the cilia that's supposed to spew out pollutants and things that could cause cancer. So I would not be surprised if we all see an uptick later in lung cancer. So my vote is no on the vaping. And we'll keep you guys posted as we get new information on that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, let me ask you guys something. Have any of you had a family member? Now, we're talking olden days, okay? We're talking like an old grandpa, great-grandpa, grandma, whatever, who just was weird and would get angry very easily. And your parents would be like, oh, you know, leave them alone. They get that way. See, I did. And I never understood why he was like this. I loved him. He was my grandpa, but I could never get close to him. I never got close to one of my grandpas. My other grandfather, the Austrian one, I was close to, but the American one, I just couldn't get close to. And I would hear all these amazing things from my mom about him. But I didn't get to see that. I believe it. I still do believe it. But I never got to see it. And I just remember he would just get mad, always threaten, you know, to hit me with a cane, would always yell at us kids to get out of there. And, you know, my mom had said, well, you know, he's in pain. And he had this horrible gouty arthritis. His arms or his hands were deformed with, you know, these enlarged and swollen joints. He had difficulty walking but could walk. And since my grandmother, his wife, was a more dominant force, she just always distracted us. And I never really got close to a man who I really would have wanted to. And unfortunately, he died of congestive heart failure in his 60s. This was back in the 1980s. And but so in his age of 60s. And he had died because he had taken a lot of anti-inflammatories, aspirin, buffering at the time for the pain. Well, it only was after I got to school, medical school, I kind of put a couple things together. He was a football player. He worked hard his whole life. But in the 20s, he had played football. I think he played football for Case Western. And he was going to start having a brilliant college career. You saw pictures of him. He was handsome. Handsome as anything. Happy, smiling. I've never seen him smile, but I saw him in those pictures. And then from what I understand, when the Depression hit and his father died, he had to leave school to support the family. And they had a really, really rough time, and he was the head of the family, and he just later kind of worked to make ends meet. He would ride a, bless his soul, he would ride a bicycle selling ice cream to feed my mom and family and stuff. He later was able to get a job at the post office, thank God, and was able to, you know, become a civil servant, you know, get a steady paycheck then. Then he lost his son to leukemia, my uncle. And, you know, he lived a hard life. But the football thing struck me, you know, because I come from a family who loves sports. We might not have been the best at it, but we love sports. And one of our most decorated athletes was actually my grandfather. Well, when I remember his eyes would roll, and I remember how mad he would get, and how volatile he would get, and how much in pain, I'm like, okay, well, you know, maybe the football hurt his joints. I didn't realize that the football could have hurt his head. And now, looking back and putting everything together, I think he had CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Now, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, we heard a lot about, especially when that movie Concussion came out with Will Smith. Fantastic movie. You all have to see it. Scares the hell out of you with any of you guys that have kids in football and sports. And I had kids in sports. Of course I didn't. I mean, again, my father played soccer. My mom, or my dad, my grandpa, right? So the men in my family played sports. I ran, but I went to 12 schools, so I could never really do stuff with varsity or JV or whatever because I kept switching schools. But the coach would still let me run to practice, you know, on my off time. On the track. So, but again, I didn't do any like contact sports. I ran. Well, it was before the boobies, and I doubled up on the sports bra, but I made it work. I made it work. And, you know, my dad played soccer, would head the ball a lot when he played soccer. So he was a pretty avid soccer player. He had bursts. A lot of bursts. Mood swings. And so in my family, CTE is real. Now, nobody did an autopsy. Nobody checked the brain because that really wasn't what they did when both of them died. You know, my father died in his 60s. My grandfather died in his 60s. Dad died of a heart attack. Grandpa died of congestive heart failure. But the head injury thing is what I'm fixated on. And I wasn't as close to my dad as I would have wanted to be. I loved my dad, but I wasn't as close. I wasn't as close to my grandfather. And I'm wondering if that might be a very simple test for a young person or a family member to figure out if their parents or grandparents might have a major issue going on in their brain. Now, somebody would say, okay, well, chronic traumatic encephalopathy is where you add chronic trauma to the brain. So you have now certain changes, anatomical changes. Nothing can be done or diagnosed until after somebody dies. And I kind of disagree. I think something like this does have to be identified. I think a lot of times it's misdiagnosed. Oh, they just have depression or they just have anxiety or they're crazy or they're... No. Sometimes if you actually put a proper diagnosis on it, you know, you can treat. I think oxygen. I think oxygen could be a fantastic vehicle to help people, you know, having these issues. And as soon as somebody gets a concussion, you know, or head injury, I think moving forward, we need to start giving people oxygen. I think the lack of oxygen because of the inflammation hurts the brain. So we need to give oxygen. That's just my you know, that's just my theory. But I think a lot of people are misdiagnosed, and I believe there are millions of people who have had chronic traumatic encephalopathy because my grandfather was not the only one that played football during the Leatherhead days of no, you know, helmets. And my father isn't the only one who played soccer who would head the football. Or the well, football is what they call it in Europe, but the soccer ball. Now, we have a study or a report coming out of CNN saying traumatic brain injuries among children and teens in the U.S. are most often associated with common products that are and stuff around the house. They say 72% of traumatic brain injury related ER visits among children are attributable to consumer products. And the study found that the top 10 leading products contributing to non-fatal traumatic brain injuries in kids under 19 are floors, right, hit their head on the floor, beds, a football, stairs, bicycles, a basketball. You know how many times I've been hit in the head with a basketball? Ceilings and walls, throwing a kid up or hitting them on the ceiling, chairs, soccer, and tables. And a lot of you guys are like, well, no, duh. But maybe it kind of gets you to stop and go, okay, well, You know, I mean, maybe we can move a couple things or be more, you know, aware. So as you know, TBI, or traumatic brain injury, occurs when you have sudden trauma like a bump, blow, jolt to the brain. And a new study thinks that 4.1 million injuries are happening to these kids, non-fatal ones. We're not even talking about the fatal ones. Between children and adolescents between 2010 and 2013, they clocked in about 4 million. So this is from the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System and All Injury Program. So they think a lot of it is sports and recreation, 28.8% injuries, furnitures and fixtures, 17.2%, home structures and construction materials, 17%, child nursery equipment, 2.7%, and then toys, 2.4%. So toys are a part of this, but not as big a part as you would think. So they say traumatic brain injuries from home furnishings and fixtures were highest among infants and children up to 4 years old. And then the older kids had the football, bicycles, and basketball injury. So, you know, even though this study has limitations and it's not the most exciting study in the world, you know, we haven't really talked a lot in the news about, you know, sports injuries and, you know, we got school starting again. And I think a lot of parents out there are starting to scratch their head going, well, you know what, I haven't really heard much about concussions and things like that, so maybe we're okay. There's no real big news. Yeah, if my kid wants to enroll in sports. Personally, I am a fan of kids doing sports and being a part of a team and having a coach and having that camaraderie and having that physical activity. I'm just not a fan of them getting hit in the head. And, you know, we could weenify football, but then it's really not football. You know, I mean, flag football's great, but they still fall and hit and run into each other. So, you know, so do we have to look at more of a non-contact sport sort of encouragement? You know, like swimming, things like that, but people hit their head in swimming. You know, the problem we have with swimming is one of my kids kept getting rashes and was coughing more because he was kind of, I guess, maybe from the chlorine or something. So not every sport is 100%, you know, safe, but if kids don't need to have their heads hit any unnecessary amount of times, that's what I would vote for as a doctor and as a mom. But then, what happens to the world of sports? You know, I mean, we look at football, and I see, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, right, fall on his head and getting rushed, and it, you're like, ow, ow, and you're like, you know, gosh, how many can he take? How many can these football players take? 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A popular surfing beach just north of San Diego remains closed on Saturday after a 30-foot-long slab of cliff plunged onto the beach, killing three people and injuring two others. This eyewitness reminds us,
when high tide comes, it's just like there's nowhere to go except for the cliff.
Officials say the homes along the coast are not in any danger. Many Republicans are expressing concern over the budget deal that the president signed on Friday, including Republican Senator Mike Braun from Indiana.
I'm just hoping, been here seven months now, that when we win in November of 2020, we remember the roots of what conservatism is about, and that's not running trillion-dollar deficits.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the two-year spending deal does push the possibility of any big spending disputes past the 2020 election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCTALI. A Portuguese woman was having some abnormal vaginal bleeding, and she was like, well, that's odd. Because she had the Implanon NXT implant put in for birth control. And it's kind of taken over Norplant. Norplant was a progesterone-based implant that we used to put into women's arms. I'm not exactly sure whatever happened, why it later went off the market, but I used to have to remove the Norplant, and it really wasn't the most popular, and women didn't really like it. Well, Nexplanon and Implanon have made a comeback as a progesterone insert, where you put it in, it's there for a few months, I think 3 months, and then it gets taken out. Unfortunately, this one woman, she started bleeding. And when her gynecologist checked on her implant, which is in the arm, apparently she found that it was dislodged, made its way into her lung. Now, the woman's only 31 years old. She, I guess, first had the implant placed in 2010, then she had a replacement in 2013, and then another one in 2017. When doctors examined the woman, they were unable to find the implant. Now, the implant is about the size of, like, a match. All right? So they performed an ultrasound, and they found it, but in her lung. They say chest radiography, or an x-ray of the chest, showed the implant was located in the lower lobe of the lung. CT confirmed that the implant was located there. And the woman's implant had to be surgically removed. Luckily, no complications. She was allowed to leave the hospital 4 days later. She had no complaints and had normal operative wound healing. It depends. A lot of times they could do it under bronchoscopy where they go in through the bronchioles. Actually, you're sedated. And they go in and they could go in through the lung tree and just follow the course and, find exactly where these pulmonary specialists are fantastic in how they can do that and navigate that. It's actually really, really cool. You have to watch one. It's actually really, really cool. So they're able to remove it. I mean, very rarely do they have to go in and cut and open up and, things like that, but sometimes they do if they can't get in there, right? Or if it's stuck or they can't do it without hurting lung tissue. So, where we put these things is 8 to 10 centimeters above the elbow on the medial aspect of the non-dominant arm. So if you're right-handed, we'll probably put this in the left arm. And how it works is it releases a steady dose of progesterone hormone, and what the progesterone does is it thickens cervical mucus and it thins the lining of the uterus. When your progesterone drops, a lot of times you bleed, and that's when you have your period. But consistent progesterone also prevents pregnancy. And they found that they also suppress ovulation. Now, the migration will happen if the implant is put too deeply. So my guess is it was too close to a blood vessel and got into the blood vessel. According to a 2017 study, a 37-year-old woman's contraceptive implant migrated to her lung after it entered a vein in her upper arm and traveled through her body, making its way to the lung. Now, you see, what's so fascinating about this is the body did its job. I feel bad for the 31-year-old and the 37-year-old, but this is exactly what I keep telling you guys. Your bodies are designed to have certain jobs. And they're not allowed to get fired. All right? That you just can't fire a cell in the body. They have jobs to do, and that's all they do. And so when you have something in your body that's foreign, sometimes the human body is like, okay, well, let's wall it off and protect it from the other body parts. I'm not sure why we have a bullet here or shrapnel or this plastic or this. I'm not sure. Let's wall it off. Same thing with breast implants. Just happens. So your body will wall it off. The other thing the body's going to do is, all right, guys, let's get rid of it. We got something here that's not supposed to be. Let's dump it. And the lymphatic and venous system of your blood is where where it gets dumped. So my guess is the body wanted to, send it up the river or down the river. And so that's what happened. So scary stuff. Now, does that mean anybody with Nexplanon needs to get it taken out? No, not at all. Now, I was asked by News 3 about the breast implant issue. And as you know, Allergan decided to do a voluntary recall of the breast implants. Now, we talked about what happened with the breast implants, and I wrote an article on this. With breast implants, you have saline and you have silicone. A lot of the plastic surgeons like the silicone. They think it's a better implant and you have less tenting and rejection. But no matter what implant you have, you can either have a very, very smooth or textured. And the textured seems to work better, according to some plastic surgeons, because it just holds better. Doesn't seem to slip and tent and all that. So a textured implant, whether it's saline or silicone, we're talking now about the outside, all right, is a very, very popular sort of breast implant. Unfortunately, there have been reports of cancer. This large anaplastic large cell lymphoma. It is not a breast cancer. We've talked about this. It is a lymphoma. So it's a cancer of the T lymphocytes. And what ends up happening is what I think is the body sees this implant, and there's something to either the texturing. There's also, like, I remember when I was holding the textured implants when I was rotating in plastic surgery, you know, during family medicine, I remember there being a powder or something that I would get on my hands, or some sort of a silicone, something I would have on my hands. And I remember it was kind of, it wasn't like glitter, but it was very, very soft, fine, grayish powder in a way. And I don't remember why that happened. I remember that was like years ago. We're talking like late 90s. But there's a chance that even that, if there is that remnants, you know, on those, could be triggering the abnormal cells or the body's response to it. The body may be like, whoa, what the hell is this? And while the body's going through this response, some cells go rogue. Now, not every implant does this. Okay? You know, getting lymphoma, which is what this is, it's a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, is rare. Unfortunately, because we saw a higher proportion with those breast implants, Allergan decided to do a voluntary recall. Now, apparently they think that the lifetime risk is one out of every 30,000 women. What is it, 300,000 women do this procedure a year in America? I'm not really sure. I mean, plastic surgery is really, really common. And breast implants are very desired. But it's rare. So we don't want people freaking out. It's not breast cancer, but it's a response. So what do you do? If you have breast implants, what do you do after hearing this? Well, one is you want to find out if your implants are from a certain manufacturer. Again, nobody is having any implants removed, even if they're Allergan implants. Right now, no one's having them removed. But, one, you need to know the type of implant, the lot number, in case there is a future recall. Number two is you still need to have breast exams, and you still need to have them watched. If you start to get any fluid or a seroma surrounding it, then that may mean there's some inflammation. It doesn't mean you have cancer, but it means there's some inflammation. If you have any tenting, lump, pain, anything that seems odd with that breast, whether subclinically with them just picking it up on ultrasound or MRI or mammogram, or whether you're feeling any of this, you've got to get that checked out. Worst case scenario, you may need the implant removed. Right now, what helps kind of cure this is having the implant removed, and then they may do some radiation and chemotherapy. But again, nobody is telling anybody to go and get this taken out. But it's scary, it's frustrating, but it shows that for some of us, the body doesn't like foreign substances. Whether it's the birth control, like we talked about in the previous story, the implant, you know, for some of us, things just, it just doesn't work. For others, your body's fine. Your body can live very comfortably with foreign things in there. If somebody does have this sort of cancer, from what I believe, they still can have breast reconstruction and still can have new implants if they need to. All right, 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
She's a liar. She's a liar.
A liar. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So authorities have named the shooter that killed, from what I understand, three people, including a kid.
as Santino Legan, only 19 years old. And the authorities have identified Santino William Legan, 19 years old, as the man who shot and killed three people at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. Two law enforcement officials told CNN. A 6-year-old boy was among the dead among 12 people, and another 12 people ranging from 12 to 69 years old were injured in the attack. The gunman opened fire on the crowds attending the outdoor festival about 5:40, was it last night? According to Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy. And then the gunman was killed by police on the scene. They said the shooter had an assault-style rifle and appeared to shoot at random. Officers on the scene shot and killed the suspect within a minute of the shooting. Unfortunately, he still got a lot of people. Witnesses reported seeing a second individual who has not been identified or found. A manhunt is right now underway for this possible second suspect. The extent to which a second person was involved or participated, not sure. We don't know if it was an Uber driver where the guy said, okay, hold on, I just got to stop by, wait for me. All right, I'll wait. We don't know who the second person is. Police believe the suspects cut through a fence near the creek with a tool to enter onto the event grounds at Gilroy. Gilroy is about 30 miles south of San Jose. No security cameras at the festival. Well, remember, a lot of these festivals are outside, and, you know, it's a shame. So the FBI evidence response team from San Francisco has arrived and is currently processing the scene at the festival. According to the official source, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is also there, along with various state and local police and fire departments, they say. And now, CNN is reporting that there was an Instagram account that was created 4 days prior under the suspect's name. And he posted two messages before the attack. One included a photograph of people walking around the Garlic Festival with the words, I, Garlic Festival time, come get wasted on overpriced shh. And he doesn't finish the, he did, but I can't say it on air. Then the other, it said, I, Garlic Festival time, come get wasted on overpriced blank. So I guess it's, yeah. I don't know much about the Garlic Festival. I don't know if it's a Woodstock type thing. I don't know. These festivals now are pretty big. You know, it's it's kind of bringing back the whole Woodstock style of community coming together and people enjoying music and just enjoying life. And unfortunately, these are now becoming focal points for these sort of mass murders. Another photo he had put was a photo of Smokey the Bear holding a sign saying, fire danger high today. Read Might is Right by Ragnar Redbeard, why overcrowded towns and pave more open space to make room for hordes of mestizos and Silicon Valley white. And then he says, there's another bad word. Now, a mestizo is a person of mixed descent, commonly white and Hispanic or white and American Indian. So I guess this Right is Might is a book, I guess, from the 1800s. Was described as a white supremacist text, promotes anarchy while vilifying Christianity. I'm not too sure. I haven't read it. So an eyewitness, Julia Contreras, was standing within 20 feet of the shooter. Whoa. She said the gunman looked like an average guy. White, in his 30s, under 6 feet, was wearing tactical gear, baseball cap, sunglasses, and he had a semi-automatic rifle. He was dressed for what he was there to do. Contreras said, though, he didn't look angry. She thought that his expression wasn't really something I could read on his face, but he seemed very well versed in what he was doing and seemed confident in his use of the gun. Now, members of the band Tin Man, who were starting an encore when the shooting happened, told CNN that the gunman was carrying a rifle and wearing a green shirt with a gray handkerchief tied around his neck. They also said he sprayed gunfire from side to side with no direct target. So, of course, the crowd, it was crazy. There was a senior there, Josh Cartman, a senior at Gilroy High School, when Legan, the suspect, was a sophomore, and he said he knew him but didn't know him well. I never had any classes with him or anything, so we never got acquainted. I just definitely seen him around school. He wasn't the type of person that everyone knew, but he didn't stand out as being too abnormal. Tanner Eastus, another Gilroy High School student who's going into senior year, shared a same opinion. Normal guy, didn't really expect him to do something like this. So this makes it all the more difficult because, again, we are trying to identify the next shooter. And because a lot of these are young, there's a good chance that the next mass shooter is going to high school right now in one of our high schools.
So, still no motive. We don't know what's going on. We don't know why. We don't know if there was a second shooter or not. But this is somebody that planned this. I don't really understand his Facebook posts, what he was doing with that. But, you know, what would make a 19-year-old want to kill a bunch of people? So, there's, you know, in psychology we have, like, dissociative properties where you just kind of disassociate from reality. You know, for any of us normal, healthy people, right, that don't want to kill others, and I'm sorry, if somebody wants to kill somebody else, that's abnormal. I mean, abnormal in society, okay? That's not normal behavior to want to kill somebody else. You kill somebody else, you're going to jail, because that's abnormal behavior. So I'm allowed to say that without it being politically incorrect. Is it normal in the animal kingdom to want to kill? Yes, it is. To actually carry it out in the human society, no, you're going to get in trouble. But in non-society, you know, the wild, yeah, killing would happen. Right? And humans are animals. So we in society have done a damn good job suppressing people's anger, giving people guidelines, giving people rules. People dress up, they put on a shirt and tie, women put on an outfit, and if they're really, really mad at somebody, they keep it to themselves, and they don't just go all spider monkey on them. Unfortunately, you have other people that you just can't control. And you have some people out there that just want to kill. They got a problem. They got a real problem. And here we are thinking we're safe. This isn't the jungle. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. You live in Chicago, Illinois. You live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He lives in Wichita, Kansas. And we're like, this isn't jungle. We don't have to worry about a lion attacking us or a bear attacking us. All right? We're good. And you don't understand that we are among adversaries all the time. It's just, what do you do? I mean, we think these rules and these laws and these gun control laws, you know, are going to stop people from wanting to kill. But if somebody wants to kill, they're going to find a way. And I wonder how much we need to start, you know, taking on ourselves in terms of protection. I don't know what the answer is. Personally, you know, with these school shootings, I would want to stand outside my kid's door. And I would want to be there armed and ready and have, you know, some sort of shields, bulletproof shields that I could, you know, give to kids. And I mean, as a parent, you can't do that. You know, but I'm sure there's a lot of parents, a lot of people out there going, you know, let me be there to protect my kids. Some people may say, I'm done with school. I'm done with these outdoor events. I mean, you know, we have this big epidemic of people staying indoors, you know, and doing entertainment indoors. They're not doing it because they're afraid of the next mass shooting. But we keep having these things, yeah. The average person's like, I'm not going to go to a festival and, you know, possibly get shot at. No way. And I mean, we want to enjoy the outdoors. We want to enjoy our society. So what do we do to stop our brethren from killing us? Is it drugs? Is it allowing them to get a gun? I think it's people do drugs. People have guns legally. They don't just start shooting people. So there's a type of psychological profile that these people fit. And maybe what we need to start doing is analyzing people. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But this is some crazy stuff. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising,
we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is,
we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.